On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit. If I could run something by you, welcome to Audio Whiplash.
Well, you running, first of all, I know that ain't happening, so.
I only got to run by you. That's not going to be a problem.
Well, I'm tripping you too, you know, probably. With my monocle and my walking stick.
Sweet. If you watch the movie Godzilla Backwards, it's about a dinosaur passionately piecing back together his city and then moonwalking into the ocean. Yeah. Yeah, think about it.
No.
Think about it.
I refuse to.
Welcome to the Audio Whiplash Podcast. Rob over there. Indignant. Matt over here.
Why do ducks have feathers?
Somewhat dignant.
Why do ducks have feathers?
I have no idea. Something about, yeah, I don't know.
Cover their ass, quack. There you go. That's it. If you're going to drop that Godzilla on me.
It's an odd combination of, like, childishly humorous, but that you couldn't actually tell a child.
Right. Well, you could call it bum quack.
Butt quack.
Yep. Oh, check out my butt quack. Can I ask you a question?
He has said that on more than one occasion.
Gargling.
Yikes. What do you got over there, man?
I have the Eternally Hoptimistic by the Covered Bridge Brewing Company out of Stittsville, Ontario. What do you have?
MSB.
Same Covered Bridge Brewery out of Stittsville, Ontario. As you came packing today.
You know what? It's, you know.
Spring.
It's been a while since I've seen you and come bearing gifts.
Nice, man.
Potable. Potable gifts.
Potent potables.
This is it. Harkening back to
for 800.
To your Jeopardy days, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you still watch Jeopardy? Is it still on?
Man, I am a Jeopardy addict. I love me some Jeopardy. My love's in Jeopardy, baby. Yeah, no?
I have no the fuck idea what you're talking about over
there. All right. And I'm sure the lyric is my love. It's my love, my life. You'd know it. It's a 70s classic, man.
Okay, I was
ladies and gentlemen, listeners. Yeah, all right. Get on with it. Get on with it.
So mine is a, I believe, a brown.
That's an imperial brown.
Yeah. A little tasty.
Yeah, well, and the imperial, as per usual, means it's got a little bit more heft to the ABV.
So stick around.
This could go off the rails. Exactly. I brought a couple over, and we've already been sampling in the green room.
So we had the mustache smash.
Yep.
Which I thought was a sex maneuver. But that's no reason. It can't be both.
Ladies and gentlemen, not to be confused with balls on chin.
I don't know. That lacked a little something. Mustache gash.
Yeah. Oh, I see where you're going with that. That's that instant fix kit you got. I don't like where that's going. We're going to patch this right now.
That was an IPA, which I thought was pretty good. I might be warming to the IPA a little.
You know what? I've sort of switched over a bit, moved away just a little bit from. Well, no, I'm not
suggesting. From the other side of the plate now.
Yeah, this is it. Well, it's all that tranny porn. Years of tranny porn has led me to this. No. I still love a porter and a stout. But, yeah, if I'm going to sit down and drink just one or two, man, who are you?
Yeah, when's that?
I like something a little crisp, a little bit more, you know, hoppy, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. As I've said to you a bunch of times, Beyond the Pale with their aromatherapy, that to me is my go-to now.
Right.
Now, you know what? At the LCBO, $4.50 a can.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, that is Dominion City right here in the...
Which is different than the Dom.
Totally different. This is a brewery, Dominion City. They have it's called Sunsplit IPA. So again, it's kind of that New England style. It's foggy. It's got sort of fruity citrus overtones.
Right.
But it's meant to be sort of cloudy and unfinished, right? Little higher.
I've been described that way.
Well, and you know what? I once got in a, how should we put this?
Okay.
Well, there was a bit of a scrap. There was a tussle at a bar, a fine establishment down on Bank Street here.
The Dom.
Yeah, no. Close to Lansdowne, though.
Okay.
It led to...
Between a man and a lamppost.
Yeah, no, that's separate altogether, although there was more bleeding in the man and the lamppost than there was in this other one.
Just wouldn't go down.
Yes, and so there was probably three or four different altercations all out in the street. It's a little bit of Peterborough comes to Ottawa, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Anyways, it all got dusted up and get back in the bar. And end of the evening, this group of guys came over and said, hey, you know what? Bygones be bygones. We wanted to bring you a jug of beer.
It was full of saltpeter.
They had pissed in it.
Of course they did.
Honestly, I'm looking at it because we had a jug on the table and you're looking at it going, That is, I'm not drinking that shit. We're fighting again.
As soon as I finish, which pitcher was it?
Yeah, this is exactly, well, no, the cloudy one is the one I'm not drinking. Whereas now, bringing it back, you know, another 25 years, I look for that, a little bit of cloudiness in my beer. It's not urine, I hope. Anyways.
It will be.
Sunnyside Sports Bar, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds like a classy joint. What was the other one? The first one,
Cabana Souk.
Yes. And we've had that in here before. All of this from Covered Bridge.
Which was a maple smoked stout, I think, which you liked last time.
I did. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Right. And did again today. So
Cabana Souk.
Very nice. Very nice.
I like. That's your sugar shack. That's your maple syrup making. Okay.
So yesterday here in the nation's capital, it's about 23 degrees.
Ooh, sweet yesterday.
Nice day. So headed out for my first patio day of the season. Now, Matty Lang took it upon himself to remind me that he was shown when he was up here for Grey Cup week that Ottawa is really more of a 12-month-of-the-year patio kind of city rather than patio season.
Well, it's because we're made of tougher stuff than those panty waists in the GTA. we'll fight. That's okay.
Told him we take about 3 weeks off for the World Juniors, but patios are open again in time for the Super Bowl. It's kind of how it works up here.
For sure, man. And how is young Matt Lang?
Seems to be doing all right. He was on the show last week. I'm sure you caught it. Talked an awful lot of Raptors, and you can check that out. I believe it was Tall Can Sports number 127.
And his little hobbit feet totally work good in this weather. No problems. Hairy on the top. Thick bottomed, right? He's good to go. He's out and about.
Good guy. Headed out for the first patio day of the season over to the Elgin Beer Project, which is a place we've talked about on here before. I quite enjoy. They feature nothing but local beers.
Oh, I love the locals.
So I think I mentioned this to you off the air. For the first time ever, I had a waitress. Are we still calling them waitresses? Is that?
I believe. Okay. What are you going with?
I don't know. There's just all kinds. You can't call them stewardesses.
Beer vendors.
Beer wench.
Yeah.
Asked me when I
Transference engineers.
Sweet.
Suds transference engineers. How about that?
I like it.
Okay. Stop talking.
Exactly. Are you?
Let me get on with my point.
Allergic to nuts. She said.
Okay. See, no. That's insert joke here, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. any that aren't my own.
I think he was looking at your companion at the table. which was a guy, ladies and gentlemen.
Arguably.
Very arguably. debatable.
The beer was called Nut Butter Stouted Ale.
Yeah. Okay. Much carbonation in it?
Not really. But what it tasted like, and you know me, I'm not a coffee guy.
Yep.
But it tasted a lot like, you know, people have the Tassimos and shit now, right? That
it's people with their crazy coffee making
like
machines.
What like a hazelnut coffee smelled like.
See, I'm going for that.
It was pretty good.
Okay.
It was sweet, obviously.
Well, and you know
for
what?
A stout, it was very sweet.
And ladies and gentlemen, your host of this show and many others on this very network.
Yeah. TolkienAudio.com.
He loves it sweet. He's got a bit of a sweet tooth when it comes to his
everything's.
Yeah, it's life.
When there's a Reese's stout.
Yeah, let me know. Right?
Yeah, you can imagine I'll be there.
What about that Reese mix?
With like the pretzels and shit in it. Yeah, I don't really.
You got behind that or, or are the pretzels getting in the way?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, get like, lost.
Because I like chips and I really like my Reese's chocolates.
Ooh, I like chips.
I'm oddly adverse to combining them.
Yeah, that's not at all surprising for ladies and gentlemen, anybody who knows our fair host.
That's true.
Who's not fair
at
all,
things pretty
really.
Plain.
Swarthy and.
Okay. So I probably sat on their patio for 2 or 3 hours just trying different stuff. There was another from the Perth Brewery just west of here, Perth, Ontario. The O Canada Maple Ale.
Ah, see.
It was very sweet again.
And the maple, which your Cabana Souk, right, is a double smoked maple.
I didn't
stout.
Like this quite as much as the Cabana, as I liked the Cabana Souk.
Okay.
It was good. I think I gave it on the old Untappd about a 3.25 out of 5.
What about a vanilla porter?
I'm sure I've had one at some point off the top of my head. I can't recall.
See, to me,
I'm not a big vanilla guy, but all these things are always, it's like, it doesn't taste like vanilla. It has hints of vanilla, right? Like,
well, and you and I were talking prior to coming on here about the last time we had Covered Bridge, we had the Bridge Over the River Chai.
Yeah. Tasted like a bouillon cube.
Oh.
So, something like that.
To me, it was very heavy chai latte kind of flavor. Sorry, Adam.
When we're doing beers, that's what's going to happen here. So.
Getting a little verklempt.
Verklempt?
Verklempt.
I don't know. Doesn't that mean like emotional?
Yes. All choked up.
Yeah.
When really I was just, I was getting the hiccups and I couldn't fight loose. I couldn't get past it.
The other one that I tried while I was over there, I think was, stick with me here because we were just listening to a little of this, Jagged Little Pilsner.
See, everybody.
Yeah, see, clever, right? I see what you did there.
And did it come in a fluted glass?
Did not. It came in a can and it was only okay.
All right.
And I don't mind a Pilsner.
Did you drink it out of the can?
Yeah.
What almost, a savage.
Almost always, man.
Matt likes it in the can.
Hey!
It's an oldie but a goodie.
For sure,
honestly,
man. No, as long as it's well-timed, it's always going to work.
I'll trot that out every time.
What's the problem?
Less and less. You know what? I'm drinking
out of a can.
Right now.
Yeah.
But I much prefer to drink it out of a glass.
You got a couple nice pint glasses sitting out there. You could have.
Well, and you know what? I have on occasion been known to show up at gatherings.
He brings his own glass.
And I bring my own glass. I bring a fucking pint glass. Like, is that wrong?
No, not if that's how you enjoy it.
Well, I don't want to drink a pint of Guinness out of anything other than a pint glass. Don't give me your little tumbler where I'm going to have to split it in two, or you're going to show up with your frosted mug right out of the... Stouts are not meant to be drank, A, super cold, or out of a mug. So, yes, I bring a pint glass. Hey?
All right.
And you know what? There's a bunch of douchebags on my Christmas list who are getting pint glasses. If you don't want me to bring them, if you feel
Has this become a thing? Do people get in your face about bringing your own pint glass?
Well, people, no, but people go, hey, people bring their own glass. What's up with that? Yeah. So I'm like, and I say to them all the time, do you have a pint glass? Well, no, but I have dull glasses. I have. Well, then that's why I bring it.
Bring it.
I've made it to this age by knowing shit, experiencing things.
Yeah.
So, pint glasses. Pilsner glasses. There's a reason these glasses are meant.
What's the difference between a pint glass and a Pilsner glass?
The Pilsner ones are usually tall and skinny.
Okay.
Right? And they want the bubbles to rise through and out, right? Okay. It's got to do with the pour, all that sort of stuff. So.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, I don't necessarily. The jagged little Pilsner was a little weak. Like, just in terms of that, I don't know how to describe these things, right? But. No, I don't.
I'm not worldly in shit.
Yeah, not like my co-pilot here, who. It didn't have the strong.
Yeah, finish that. Not like your taste. Not like your co-pilot who has what?
Who knows everything?
And if he doesn't, he just makes shit up.
That's more what I was going with.
Yeah, I know, and it's true.
It didn't have a strong Pilsner-y taste. Whatever that taste is, whether it's the hops or the
well,
it didn't have a lot of it. It was to me, a little.
Think Estella. I'm not even sure Stella's.
Stella!
Stella!
Many of us back off the microphone when we do that.
I tilted my head up.
Okay. Into the microphone.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure Stella is a true Pilsner, but that's what you're looking at. It's light enough to read a newspaper through. Very bubbly, right? Heavy carbonation, you know, all those Czechvar, all those sorts
of. Yeah, love a Czechvar.
Okay, that's a Pilsner.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All indignant and shit. Yeah, I know. Don't you tell me shit. Don't you tell me things.
And now I know what kind of glass
I'm out here in the street and I know what time it is. You're getting up in my grill.
Yeah, man.
Well, and you know what?
It was a nice day on a patio to try some new beers anyway.
You know what? And it's
nut butter.
It's yeah. Not to be confused, ladies and gentlemen, with swass. Can I get a pint of swass? Nobody's ordering that ever.
Here, it's in the back of my right. shorts.
And it's coming in a tumbler. I guarantee you that's how that's working.
Everywhere it's ever been has tumbled.
Yep.
Gross.
Yes. So there
Although
you go.
If I ever was to brew my own beer.
Swass.
Might have to be called swass.
Swass stout. Stout swass.
Sounds delightful.
Fortified with pork, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't see it as a stout, I don't think.
Really? Viscous. Viscous, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I think of. You know what? You could use a little bit of a couple of wipes. Give the undercarriage a swab.
Swab and a swass.
I think.
A swab and a swass.
I don't know if we're still talking about beer at all now. I'm
pretty clear we're not.
Okay. So anyways.
But the season has arrived.
Well, I was just going to say.
Patio season, man.
You scoffed at me. I took down Christmas lights.
Yeah.
The other day.
Yeah.
And it's May.
Unless you mean like February. The other day was too recent.
Yeah, no, it was the other day.
Yeah.
But shit, man. It's been cold.
It was 99
Yes. It's not like I've just been. I'm not waiting for the first opportunity to get up on a ladder and peel shit off the eaves troughing.
So in mid-July, if you saw a neighbor who had taken his down, would you judge him?
Well, no. I would. Yeah. Okay. Sure, I would judge him.
Okay.
2.5 months later, and you go, "Hey, douchebag, you'll be up there in 2.5 months putting him back. Why don't you just That's leave him point. Now?"
Yeah. So you'll be up there in 3.5 months putting yours back.
Well, you know what? And I, as a former pool owner, I was a staunch believer in you open your pool as soon as you can, right? Late March, early April, you open the pool, right? It's easier to clean. It's easier to get it up when the temperatures are cool. And you close
found that to be the case.
And you close that bitch as late as you can, right? And so I had a kick-ass, whatever it was, 29-foot across above ground.
Yep.
Well, you've been in it.
Sure have.
I would wait till the end of the season to close it as well. November, some years, early December.
You have to get in it.
Well, I got to get in. Yeah, I got to get in it to remove the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
Idiot. So that involves me, yes, in late November, early December, hopping in and getting under the water to lift the stairs up because it's weighted by sand, right? Yeah. And you're lifting that bad boy up and trying to push it up onto the side. I got my kids up there. They're like, "Ma."
Well, for us,
I'm like, come on, pull up, move faster. I don't care if you're 6 and 8. Get going.
Well, for us, it was always docks, right?
Yeah, okay. Same thing.
Yeah. And you'd have the old man with the hip waders and the rest of us, whatever. Now, as
and
we
really,
moved
it's
along,
only because the old man's smarter than you and has come prepared.
For sure. And as things have gone along and he's accumulated more hip waders, we at least get those.
There's and hip problems.
There's holes in them and stuff, but it's something. And often that, not so much recently because we just have kind of a floater now and whatever, but when you used to have to pound those cross bolts through that were like, while your fingers were still frozen, right? And you're trying to knock shit out and the waves are pushing it back against you.
You're like, ooh.
Who decided we needed to wait until November to do this?
And right? Really,
why do they need to be in March?
It's the same douchebag who was saying, oh, I love the dock at Thanksgiving. I want to be out here. No, you don't. Take it out, man. Labor Day.
Thanksgiving's fine.
But it's still, some years it's cold.
Like, yeah, for sure. Like this year, it's May and the ice is still in at the cottage. Right?
Yeah.
Like that dock's not in yet.
Well, I'm sure I've told the story. When I was growing up north of Peterborough, there'd be competitions to see who would be the first one to get in the lake.
Right.
And there was some years early May, you were pushing ice aside.
Okay, no.
To get in the lake.
We used to have those sorts of contests. It was always one of my sisters who was the first in or whatever. But it was usually early May, and it'd be fucking cold, right? Now, that'd be down on Sturgeon Lake at the time, around Bob Cajun or
whatever. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're just further east and a little further north.
Yeah. Like, but that, so I've long since, you know, I'll swim kind of June through August. And,
well, you're like an old lady.
Oh.
You like to get in when it's 85, I think, right? You're just like, ooh.
A little bit.
Ah, see, and I love it, man. Anything above 60, we're good. We're good. We'll swim. Whoosh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm actually judging your manhood. It's just, it's okay.
Back at the fucking table here.
I'm going to push back and I'm going to throw my manhood right on the table.
It would not make that noise.
Listen for it, ladies and gentlemen. Dink. Yes. Clink. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. Hey, and so now, how did you find the flight and the return back and you're back here in town? Because I don't know about you, but I find, and I've flown to Australia multiple times. I've flown to China multiple times.
Yeah.
I find the older I get, man, I travel like fruit.
Like, not like a fruit.
Yeah. Hey, fellas. No, I just, man, at the end, I'm like, it was 4 hours and I felt wrecked in the morning. Now, we got in at 2:30.
Yeah, I think
that
was probably more the arrival time than anything else. But I don't know. I never love it, but I felt both those flights were fine, right? Pretty smooth, pretty.
How about all the turbulence? I know we touched on it in a previous, maybe it was a TCS, I'm not sure, but.
Did we really hit any turbulence?
Whew, there was some.
On the way out?
On the way back, oh, both. On the way out over Thunder Bay and
coming
back in, there was some pretty decent turbulence coming down.
I was feeling all right by then, right?
I think you'd had enough beers,
a couple pints.
I sidled up with Budsy to the bathroom in the airport, and he's like, yeah, I had 8 beers on the plane. I'm like, what?
It's probably true.
I
had 4, and he kept out ordering. So.
Well, he said you had 7.
Nah. It was an even number, whatever it was. So.
Okay, but I'm like, 8 beers on a 4-hour flight? All right. Sure.
I'm pretty sure I had 4. He definitely got out ahead of me there by the end, though. Because I did the worst thing, right? We were probably back into Ontario, so that could still mean there's like 2 hours of flying.
Yeah,
left.
For sure. Top of the pork chop, ladies and gentlemen.
And I decided, all right, I'm going to throw the headphones in, see if I can get hour. Oh,
see, I tried that. But an hour out of that, I'll just have a little.
Yeah, and that's the worst because if you'd have given yourself the full 4 hours or something, maybe it's worth it. But now you just get off the flight feeling like shit. And when we first took off, I was chatting just a little bit with the guy sitting right behind me who was a huge Winnipeg Jets fan. And we were taking off.
I wanted to heap scorn on him, but I thought I just
as we were getting ready to go into overtime. So he was having a bit of a breakdown, and as soon as the Wi-Fi came on, and so I was telling him that Sportsnet has an app, and then I was like, oh, I think you have to have an account for that. So that probably didn't help him. And
so Matt sharing his account around?
Not so much.
No. Or at all.
Yeah. But at some point, I hear him talking to the guy beside him. He's like, goddamn, lost double overtime, whatever. Right? Like, so I don't know if he had just seen it on the Twitter or managed to stream it somewhere or whatever. But yeah, he was having a rough time. Around,
checking the app.
Yeah, just exactly. Looking
at it going,
the Wi-Fi, it's a game changer on the planes, man.
Well, but, and honestly, they want to it's charge you for it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure they do. Anything they can charge you for.
Air travel has lost a great deal of luster. It used to be this sort of semi-elegant kind of a...
The worst to me is the baggage check thing. Now we're charging you for it, so no one does it, so now everybody's bags are all over the fucking place, and you put your bag at the front so you don't have to take it back to your seat. And
people are like, can I put my bag here? Yeah, no, you can't.
No, you can't. No, it's just...
I'm not sure what's going to go there, but I may take a nap there later.
Yeah, no. Why don't you just take your little bag and scurry to the back? But that's what it's bred, right? Is people being assholes and taking too much on the plane because they don't want to pay the $25.
Ooh, $25.
Well, it is, man. I paid it both ways because I didn't want it in my fucking feet in front of me or whatever, right?
Right, but I'm more intrigued by, as somebody who had his ticket bought by somebody else.
Yeah.
On the way out, they're like, yeah, no.
Sugar mama.
You have the fee taken care of. And I'm like, psh, perfect. You have a baggage allotment. I'm like, all right.
As someone holding almost the exact same position as you who did not have the baggage allotment on the way out.
Right.
Sent them the receipt, though. So far.
And then on the way back, they're like, no, there's no allotment.
No.
I'm like, what are you talking about? It's the same. I'm on the return trip. forget it. I got rid of half the stuff in the bag. So I'm like, somebody else actually had to take that home. So.
Yeah, the guy that you were ripping on a few minutes ago. drank seven beers because his back was wrecked from carrying all that shit.
It was clean when I took it out there, and it's dirty coming back. I don't want that.
Yeah, I get how that works.
Come on, man.
I don't know. Just another unpleasant experience. Like, as pleasant as it was going to be, but the airline industry just sucks, so I don't have any interest in really.
How about our Uber driver in Calgary?
Very chatty.
Man.
$53. Coming across Calgary.
Well, did it not feel like we were in there forever?
Yes, but I thought that was mostly him. He was friendly enough, but we gave him the address. He's probably listening right now. So how's it going, buddy? You were friendly enough.
You were good to go.
Yeah.
And really, why I bring him up is he's a bit of a burner, clearly.
For sure.
Good for you, though.
Yeah.
I say that in...
Grudging respect.
Grudging respect. I was like, how am I going to put this? We were talking about head. We were dropping about just different kinds of, you know, and he said he dropped out the name Murray Head.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, Murray Head.
Road Head.
I know. Well, that's what you say. There was Road Head. There was I Like Head. There was just Gimme. There was. It got down to a bunch of. Started out as a very legitimate conversation, sure. But he was
much like most of these shows.
Yeah, he was a willing participant in our.
Oh yeah.
In our stream of consciousness, that was what these, as Matt just said, what these shows turn into. And I'm like Murray Head. I'm like, what is that? I know that Murray Head. Murray Head. And it wasn't until the next day, Murray Head sang, I think, and sorry, Murray Head, if you're also listening, I don't want to shortchange you on your career, but to me, any of you out there, I'm sure some of you right now are screaming out the name of multiple Murray Head songs. Murray Head sang One Night in Bangkok.
Okay. Not familiar.
Oh, you wouldn't, it's, well, okay.
No, you wouldn't know.
Yeah. Bangkok, Oriental sitting in the city, don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme. of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner.
It's an 80s. It's an 80s classic.
I bet you. Yeah. Our awesome producer is laying that down underneath this conversation.
Yeah. And so I like it. I like it. But anyway, it's good for this guy who was, you know, who moved out there in the late 70s. So clearly Murray Head is right in his wheelhouse. But One Night in Bangkok. Check it out. Great 80s tune.
Would $53 be the most you've ever spent in an Uber?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can't think of...
And I think it was $33 going from the airport to the hotel.
Yeah, it cost me $35.
And then at that point, I have no idea what direction we're traveling in to get to the venue and shit. But on the Sunday...
We came clear across. So where... if
like,
if,
it clearly seemed point to point, right? Like... the furthest distance across Calgary to...
Yeah, I want to say if the venue was... If the airport's in the southwest, we were in the northeast.
Yeah, it felt that way.
Because we went a big stretch of rural area.
Yes.
And then...
Where are we going there, Murray?
And then into... Right by the hotel that we were staying at.
Yeah.
By the university. And then whoosh, back
straight
out again.
By, yeah.
And so you're like, well, I don't know. I'm not paying for this. Whoosh.
You think he took us for a ride? Or?
Do you care?
Not really. Get reimbursed. But.
Well, and I do recall maybe...
probably one more pint I would have had time for.
Maybe mid-2000s, you know, taking and it costing me $50 in a cab.
Yeah. Well, greasy cabbies.
Well, 12 years ago, though.
Yeah.
12 years ago is all I'm suggesting is... And so any kind of inflationary probably would have cost us beyond that.
And then, as you said, we both landed in... Ottawa, had Ubers show up within like a minute at the airport doors and home at like 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever the fuck it was.
Well, it cost me $29 to get home.
Yeah, I think I was like 15. Sweet.
Sweet.
I think that's it.
I got to pee, man.
Well, then we'd better wrap this up. That's Audio Whiplash.
See ya.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.